Proclamation number 3587 of 27th of October, 1945. Not just listeners, but doers of the word. Those who strive spiritually must make an effort to live a way of life that corresponds to God's will, because this alone brings success and guarantees the human being's spiritual ascent. Anyone who only mentally tries to reach the aim and does not turn his thoughts into deeds will remain at a standstill in his development. For only the deed proves his will to ascend to God. And therefore only the person who lives according to God's will, who is not only a listener but also a doer of his word, which makes the divine will known to him, can mature in knowledge. His knowledge can only increase and become the right knowledge if he utilizes the knowledge he has already received. Thus, if he follows the divine word and is lovingly active towards his neighbor, be it spiritually or earthly. If he tries to alleviate his neighbor's hardship in order to comply with divine will, he can only reach God through love, which he demonstrates to God by loving his neighbor. Only this path leads him to the aim. The heart must drive him to carry out what is first conveyed to him intellectually through the offering of the divine word. If the human being is not active, then he can constantly receive knowledge intellectually. It does not promote his spiritual development but remains dead spiritual knowledge because it is not utilized accordingly. And that is why life according to God's will is the first condition to mature spiritually, for knowledge will then increase even if the human being does not try to penetrate it intellectually. For through loving activity the human being's heart opens itself to the influx of God's strength of love, and this promotes his knowledge. By directing his thoughts correctly and thus taking possession of the truth of his own accord, by giving it to him even without brooding and researching about things which lie outside of human knowledge, a righteous and pleasing way of life before God also earns him the power of realization to distinguish truth from error, and therefore a loving person will never walk in error because he is in contact with God through love and God will never be where error is. Thus God's presence excludes all error or ignorance. The human being's feelings will always be turned towards truth, even if the intellect is not exceptionally active. For the right knowledge is the result of love but cannot be achieved through human intellect. However, if a loving person also uses his intellect, then he can achieve abundant success by penetrating deepest knowledge, divine wisdom, but then for the purpose of passing it on to his fellow human beings, for divine gift is to be utilized. And again, this gift will be recognized and understood by people who live in love, thus who fulfill God's commandments, his will made known to people, who receive the word of God and let it take effect in their hearts. Who are not only listeners but doers of the divine word. Amen.